Good morning. The administration committee meeting will now begin. For the record, this is a virtual meeting and all board members and participants are by telephone. I will now take roll call. Board member Morocco?
Here.
Board member Adams?
Here.
Board member Ajmani?
I'm here.
Thank you. Board member Gordon?
Here.
Thank you. Board member Rasmussen?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank
Operator,
you.
We would like to open the floor for public comments. Can you please provide instructions for entering the queue to make a public comment?
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, the floor is now open for public comments. If you would like to make a public comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad to enter the queue. You will hear a brief tone to indicate you have successfully entered the queue. Priority access will be given to any participant who has pre-registered, and these comments will be taken in turn. We will then take public comments from remaining participants on a first-come, first-served basis. Each person will have 2 minutes for their public comment. A warning will be provided when 15 seconds remain. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue to make a public comment. And there is one speaker in queue. Your first public comment is coming from Joseph Cliff. Joseph, your line is live. Your time will now begin.
Good morning and Happy New Year. You should have prepared remarks from me that I submitted on Wednesday. And my focus is on what I see as a shortfall in revenue of $50 million to $110 million through June for the fiscal 21 year. If you look on page 2 of the handout, my page 2 of my handout, but it's page 2 also of the agenda, you'll see there's a drop. The brown line is down from the dotted line, which is the budget. If you go to page 12, there's nothing in the revenue portion that talks about this, but back in the ridership, that's $8.6 million. And I think it's very likely you're going to have a $50 million shortfall at a minimum because everything is shifted back. That's only 2 months. If you assume a six-month shift in ridership return, you basically have a flat ridership from now through June. That puts the numbers at $110 million. And for the life of me, I don't know why there are no forecasts in the document you got today. That should be critical. The other issue I wanted to talk about is Portal North Bridge. You should know that New Jersey Transit, in its capital plan submitted in June and approved by you, the board, has six other bridges that are far cheaper than Portal North. Portal North is $1.9 billion. Portal South is $400 and change, and there are some that go down to $200 million. And it befuddles me how you could be going forward with a bridge that's fixed that only has to open once a month. That's over the last 2 years, once a month for bridges, once a month for boats. So basically, you're throwing away $1.5 billion or more. And I implore you to look at that. Tell New Jersey Transit staff to change this to a movable bridge that does the work just fine and saves you $1.5 billion. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If there are any other public comments, please press star 1 on your phone at this time. There were no other public comments at this time.
Thank you. Next is the financial update, Jeff Bernstein.
Thank you and good morning. I'm pleased to present New Jersey Transit's financial update for the period of July 1, 2020 through December 31st, 2020. Additional information related to key performance indicators, vacancy trends, revenue and ridership, and P&L details not presented can be found in the appendix. For the 6 months ending December 31st, 2020, New Jersey Transit's on slide 1 now, net loss from operations was $460 million, which was partially offset by a $465 million CARES Act reimbursement and a $30 million state coronavirus relief fund reimbursement. Then subtract a $5.7 million loss related to the timing of reimbursable project revenue for a total gain of $29.3 million. This compares to last year where we reported a $9.1 million gain from operations and a $4.9 million loss due to the timing of reimbursable project revenue. In comparison, Last month, we reported a $403.6 million net loss from operations and a total loss of $8.5 million. Compared to budget, net income from operations is favorable by $24.1 million. This includes favorable operating revenue of $500,000 and expenses being favorable to budget by $23.6 million. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, passenger revenue remains substantially below prior year levels. For the month of December, passenger revenue was significantly below budget as well, especially on the railroad. These December results further support the unfavorable trends that we have been reporting over the last several months. This trend will be more evident in a few minutes when we turn to the next page. Relative to budget, labor and fringe expenses are favorable by $20.1 million, or 2.9%, as most of the new hires anticipated over the past several months have not occurred and as such has only focused on filling essential positions. Purchase transportation costs are $5.5 million, or 5.3% below budget, and other expenses are unfavorable by $2.0 million, or 0.7%, mainly due to the timing of COVID-19-related materials, supplies, and services. The next page, page 2, is a more detailed view of passenger revenues compared to both budget and prior year. The dotted line at the top of each graph is the pre-COVID baseline, while the dashed and solid lines represent the fiscal 21 slow and steady budget and our fiscal 21 actuals, respectively. Revenues by all modes began to flatten beginning in September as the second wave hit and have since continued to decline through December 2020. We do not expect this trend to reverse, at least for the next few months, if not through the remainder of the fiscal year. While not on the slide, January's preliminary revenue is projected to be approximately between $22 to $23 million. This is in line with December's actuals and approximately $7.5 million below budget. Again, those are preliminary figures only. Page 3 further illustrates the revenue ridership declines throughout the month of December. The top chart reflects a 7-day moving average of daily ticket sales declines for both bus and rail, along with the bottom chart, which provides additional detail on revenue and ridership trends in our bus submarkets. Declines in the total value of daily single ride purchases at the end of December were 60% for bus and 81% for rail, which is comparable to the level of declines experienced during mid-August of 2020. On any given day, ticket sales were within a narrow band with only 3 to 4% average variability. Specific to bus, our intrastate market has returned to over 50% of pre-COVID levels. However, our northern interstate market to and from New York City continues to remain substantially lower than prior year. December 2020 monthly ticket sales remained at 66% and 91% below December 2019 sales for bus and for rail, respectively. The next page. Our operating cash balance at December 31st, 2020 was $128.1 million, a $64.6 million increase from November. On December 31st, 2020, we had no outstanding balance on the credit facility, and our long-term debt balance was $1,136 million. The next and final page illustrates the status of our CARES Act grant. In the month of December, we drew down $95 million in CARES Act funds for eligible expenses, bringing the total drawn through December 31st to $825.7 million. In January, we drew down an additional $50 million, and as of today, we have drawn $875.7 million, approximately 61% of our total allocation. Generally speaking, eligible expenses for CARES Act drawdowns to date would include labor and fringe benefits, purchase transportation, professional services, electric propulsion power, and fuel for revenue vehicles. Of those expenses, the majority, or 63% of those funds, have been to support labor and fringe. Our CARES 2, or CARISA, allocation is still being analyzed, and our splits are still being negotiated between us and our partners in New York and Pennsylvania. An update will be provided in subsequent months once they are finalized. Thank you, and that concludes my report.
Thank you. I will now poll board members. Board Member Morocco, any questions or comments?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Board Member Adams, any questions or comments?
Joyce, I don't have any questions or comments on what's presented, but could you come back to me at the end, because I do have a question for staff that's not related to this concerning the cold and what we're doing about that. So yes, no questions on this.
Okay. Yes, sir. Will do. Board Member Ajmani, any questions or comments?
Just a simple question. Jeff, it was interesting that the monthlies have stayed kind of in line with the overall revenue from ridership, which is a surprise. You would think that people won't be buying monthlies right now because, you know, it's uncertain and maybe you're going to work only sporadically. What explains this heavy use, still significant use of monthlies?
Again, those numbers presented were the declines. So as per your assumption, on the railroad especially, only 10% of our prior monthly customers are still purchasing monthlies. However, around 35% of our prior number on the bus side are purchasing monthlies. We believe that is mainly in line with the ridership return that they've been experiencing in the intrastate market.
Okay, so maybe I misunderstood the data. So only 10% of those who used to buy monthlies are still buying monthlies on the rail side.
On the rail side, correct. And that's okay. Been fairly consistent since, I'll say, May.
Right. And overall ridership, of course, is only 40%, but the decline in monthlies is even larger. So.
Yeah, we believe it's for the exact reasons that you articulated.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
No problem.
Thank you. Board Member Gordon, any questions or comments?
No questions or comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Board Member Rasmussen, any questions or comments?
No questions or comments. Thank you, Joyce.
Okay. Board Member Adams?
Yes. Thank you, Joyce. This question is for Kevin. Kevin, with the cold weather coming on board, what are we doing about I want to call the homeless population that is at North Penn Station and at our other stations? And the reason why I ask is I heard a City of Newark police officer said that they had made it a code blue, which I believe means they have to bring all of the homeless population off the street. I hope I'm not misstating that. Could you just let us know about that?
Sure. I'd let the chief. There's a lot we're doing with Newark, particularly Newark Penn.
Chief. Oh, I didn't know the chief was on. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to overstep my chief. Sorry about that.
No problem, Board Member Adams. And President Corbett, if you don't mind, may I continue?
Please do.
Yeah, Board Member Adams, you're 100% right in terms of the extreme cold we're experiencing today, and we anticipate to experience through Monday. Essex County in particular, but actually all the counties, have what's called code blue procedures, and that's where there's warming locations that are opened up in addition to normal sheltering locations that would be available to those who are out in the cold. And we would very proactively work with the Essex County providers and try and get people off the street because, as you rightly noted, this is life-threatening cold that we're experiencing today and over the next 2 days. I'd like to also add that we have outreach officers assigned to each of our police districts. And in this case, we have Officer Sean Pfeiffer, who is our most experienced outreach officer. And I assure you today, he's diligently working among that population, working with the social service providers, and providing the locations. And although we don't do it en masse, it wouldn't be unusual for us to provide transportation for one, possibly more, to get to a location where they can be warm. As I've mentioned in the past, it's not sometimes easy because mental health issues play a role, and but we make sure that to the best of our ability that nobody is on the street.
Okay. Thank you, Chief.
You're welcome, sir.
That was my only question, Joyce. Thank you.
Thank you. Board members, that concludes the agenda for the Administration Committee. You may disconnect your line. Thank you for your participation.